Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Welcome to Nebraska's bye week. Lots to get to throughout the show on that, as well as the Michigan game, Big Ten in general, NFL. We got a packed show as always on a Monday, but we're all here. Gang's all here. Good to see you guys.
Where else would we be?
Nowhere. We work. We do radio together.
We generally use this studio, right?
We do.
I was making sure that we weren't.
We do. Proudly here in studio.
Oh, yes. Ah, yes. We're here. Rudy's here.
And Jake, just 2 days ago, in that exact same seat as you guys, we had Marty Sippel and his friend Bruce Culpepper, your honor.
Saturday.
Hold on, Culpepper was on the radio.
He wanted
too?
To be referred to as your honor. He's a judge.
He's a judge.
In Florida.
We asked him how he'd like to be addressed, and he said, your honor.
This was his first ever time to Nebraska, and he had a list of questions for me and Sip and Marty, which the first one was, is there actually corn in Nebraska?
I think he was kidding.
I don't know if he was. It made it sound like when he was talking, he didn't know what corn looked like. I swear to you, I don't think that he was joking about that.
Now, here's the thing. Bill would know this. Well, maybe not. But isn't there corn like outside Tallahassee?
There's got to be corn in Nebraska, Florida, in some regard.
I don't know if there's much corn in Florida. I don't think there is, but there's a shot at it.
I think there's some corn.
There's corn in Georgia.
Right.
I know that.
Do you know that?
I know that for a fact.
Then Tallahassee's right close to Georgia.
So I would think there's a chance.
Yeah. So I think the judge was playing with
it. I hope so. I really hope so, because it didn't seem like it the farther you went on that question. Like I said, you know what color corn is? He says, I think it's white. I said, please tell me you're joking. There is white corn.
I think it was
yellow.
I think it was a bit.
I think it was a bit.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think it was
you
a bit.
You go rewatch.
I don't want to be played here. I don't want this.
He played it well.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't give in. He didn't crack.
No.
Anyway, Marty's back in Tallahassee. He's working today.
Marty's listening. He listens to the show. He told me that.
The Marty party
getting
was
out of
here.
Control. I'm drawing the line at the sign that said "More Marty, less Sip."
I think that was McSafety made that sign.
No, I think it was Greg.
Is it?
Oh, Greg made that one.
Greg slipped one in.
Someone that hasn't showed up for the last 7 weeks all of a sudden wants to get involved. That's interesting.
Greg sends a picture of him at the dentist. Like, where were you at last week before that? They heard the same story.
Yeah, the same story.
In the morning.
Phil said he thinks it was staged.
Yeah, I do. I said it was staged. 100% staged.
That was hardcore.
Yeah, I did not even remotely go, oh, wow, no, it's staged.
He said, I'm calling BS here.
He showed a photo of him in the chair, and you said, it looks staged.
Yes.
He's
hard to push back.
He won't be here this week. He's in Colorado. He's with wife in Colorado.
Probably won't see him until 2026 at this point. No. Next year.
Sounds like that. Also, shout out.
Yes.
To our friend Jake, want to announce that?
Joe and Boulder stopped by.
Joe and Boulder stopped by, and he got us a gift card, which was nice.
Where did he get you a gift card?
What's that? He got me a gift card to Amazon.
Oh, nice.
Well, you got a
endless
gift card
possibility.
But the big point of it is, he brought us some beer. from Colorado. Bud Heavy.
Yes.
And that is a thing of beauty, because I really don't want an apple spice latte beer of something like that. Bud Heavy. On the way home, stop and get a pack of Marlboros. Try that out. Not some strawberry cheesecake vape. Get some Marlboros. Get some Marlboros and
I'm
a Bud Heavy.
I'm with you 100%. I'm 100% with you.
Joe's a loyal listener. He understands what we do and don't like. So he knows your thoughts.
Bud Heavy.
Never a shot of having that stuff here. Yes.
Bud Heavy's good.
Yeah.
It's the first beer I ever had when I was five.
It's Americana is what it is.
It's Americana. Thank you very much.
Joe and Boulder.
So, Joe, thank you so much. Thank you for being here from Boulder. It's a good drive.
Thank you for bringing that out, by the way. Yeah.
I got mine. I had to bring mine up here.
Now my gift card was Buffalo Wild Wings. Thank you,
Wings
Joe.
And Rings.
Oh, my bad.
Wings and Rings, right?
Yeah, Wings and Rings.
Because eat it Wings and Rings twice a week.
Keeps it.
And they're very similar name companies, but you don't eat it the other one. You eat the one that's a client of ours.
Why would I say that? It's Wings and Rings. That's where I've gone.
What other
700
times. What other places that don't advertise here we want to talk about real quick?
I've gone there 700 times. Maybe more.
I will say that Steve, we know who Steve does support on this.
Mm-hmm. Even thank you.
A verbiage slip up does not. Yeah, right. We know where the money
loyal.
Goes.
He's loyal to Wings and Rings. It's just a slip up. It's
a verbiage slip up
happens Monday. It's fine. It's okay.
Well, it's fine.
You guys are already in rare form.
We are. We are today. Yeah. We'll do a quick idle chit chat before we get to the game. What do you got? Anything from the weekend?
I don't know.
You want to get to?
I do.
Go ahead, Bill.
Please, something. Bill. Please.
I don't even know where to start with this. Something that went on Saturday that was probably one of the more bizarre things that in my mind, and it was so against the grain for me. Mm-hmm. I ended up at tailgates.
And I saw a picture.
I ended up at tailgates.
Photos. What was that
ended
all
up
about?
Around people. I was around other people.
You seem to be having fun.
And probably the most concerning part, not disturbing, but concerning, was it was pretty incredible.
Really?
And I'm like, okay, this whole tailgating thing.
You like
it. I see. Yeah, we had some friends in town and some people to see.
Some
and
friends in town.
I was kind of maneuvering around some tailgates. Now, I will say this. I was the only one in an orange shirt, which made things very beneficial.
Why is that?
People could find me. And sometimes, but the part that had to be, if someone got a photo of it, would have been worth seeing from distance. As I helped some friends get to the stadiums on the west side. So I helped them get to the stadium. And then I was out. I wasn't going to the game, obviously.
Right.
And so I'm heading back to Grant in the bottom. So let me park my vehicle down there.
He walked over
the
bridge.
He made me aware of that, by the way.
So I had to walk back again.
The old man walked over the bridge.
No, I had to walk back into the traffic over the bridge. I had to go back like a salmon going upstream.
That's rough.
And so
how'd that go, by the way?
Oh, I had to hug the right side. Yeah. And there was a lot of people like, no idea what you're doing, buddy.
Why are you going this way?
In an orange shirt.
There was only one person in an orange shirt. Hat down, and I did, and about halfway through, I get a asshole, which was very
this
cool.
This is bizarre. Right now.
Yes.
Could you have waited? I don't know. How long would you have had to wait?
Oh, a long time, because I mean, it was a game where people got in the stadium earlier.
Yeah.
It was that way. And so I got my friends and stuff over to make sure they were okay to get into the stadium. It was probably around that 1:30 mark, and it wasn't like it was letting up. So I'm like, I have no options. And then I thought, well, I'll just kind of, I went kind of down by the parking lot and go, well, I'll just walk across
under the bridge.
I'll just walk across the train tracks under the bridge.
Right.
You can't, it's all fenced off.
Nope, can't do that.
No can do.
No climbing.
Yeah. One way only.
No climbing. Like that. Climb imagine me climbing a 10-foot fence. That'd be better than an orange shirt.
Is that Bill over there?
Hold it. Is that Bill?
Bill Bush is climbing a fence.
He's stuck. So I had to.
That would have been interesting.
So I had to whip back and take it over the bridge.
So you did think about going under.
I thought I went and looked. Yeah. I went and looked. I go, okay, maybe it's going underneath this thing. That's fine.
You were in a dilemma.
In a dilemma, and I made it across. But to those out there, incredible. Really, ran to Lauren Swigert. Ran to them, leading tackler, University.
Swigert.
At Norfolk. I'm sorry, not University of Norfolk. Norfolk High. Looked very good. Looked very good.
He's always dressed well.
Dressed very well. It's a great tailgate. So anyway.
Was that the tailgate Schweiger's or was it somebody else?
What's that? It's Swigert. He runs it. Yeah. Okay. He has over 100 people.
He finances the whole thing himself.
I received a picture from somebody there that I showed Sip. Sip said, of course, he's in the orange shirt, is what you said.
I was astounded, by the way. I would say astounded was the word.
If you've ever been over in that, so this is a major parking lot just north of the post office, basically, by PBA.
Got it.
And when you take off to go, when you take off.
Oh, I know that part. Yeah.
When you take off to go to the stadium. It is like when you're on an interstate, on a four-lane interstate, and it goes down to one lane. It is the biggest mass of humanity I've ever seen because three or four spots all come together right under the viaduct road.
It's a clogged funnel,
it's
Bill.
It's a clogged funnel. It is absolutely insane of the mass
Sounds
humanity.
Fun. You do not move.
And it is unbelievable.
Okay, now wait a second. There's more questions. What did you eat?
What's that? Pulled pork.
Nice.
And mac salad.
Nice.
Yeah, pulled Good pork
you had
and mac
some.
Salad. Yeah, I had some. It was incredible.
Pulled pork and mac salad sounds great.
Yes.
And you just were drinking pop.
What's that?
We're drinking pop.
Well, that was sometimes, maybe. I don't know why. It's
I don't know why that was.
Yeah, I don't either. Hey, who's everyone's name who was there, Bill?
He's drinking a beverage.
I don't know.
I saw a koozie. It was a koozie. You couldn't even tell what was on it.
Yeah, but anyway, it was thank you for the hospitality like that. And then also we have, people advertise on the show also had a tailgate. There was a Bauer underground tailgate.
Stew.
So I stopped over there just to see that some people over there that we know from being the great advertisers they are. And then it was great, but there was a lot of energy. I'll say that.
Can we call you a social butterfly? Mm.
Yeah, that was my first time. I remember just being like, I've never been outside of a stadium in my life.
I had a relatively amount. I was pretty stunned when I saw that picture. I said, "But Bill's out tailgating
you
with the people."
You were stunned. I was astounded.
We were both Michigan State. Happy though. Happy stunned.
Would you do it Michigan State? It's not this week.
I think we've kind of wrapped it up.
Oh, one time?
You never know.
One and done?
I'm going to say this. I might consider it.
All right. I'm not going
to consider it. But I tell you, another thing fun, just walking to the game, he's talking to people. I was kind of bummed there wasn't any Michigan fans close. I talked to a couple. I like talking to the other fans if you get a chance. But I'm walking. One guy's right in front of us. Me and another friend were walking. Me and Tom were walking. And all of a sudden, there's a guy in front of us, and he's in all red. But it was all Georgia gear.
Whoa. What?
All Georgia.
What?
It was incredible. It was just like, it was all red heading to the game.
What's that?
And he was in all red, and we're in Georgia. It was all Georgia head to toe. So we talked about the Tennessee game, the big comeback. And he was just like, we were talking about it. He goes, you know, right now everybody thinks it's like, you know, Georgia's what, two or ranked third?
Fifth, I think.
Four, something like that. They're ranked very high.
I think fifth yesterday.
And but they're like going, they were down eight in the fourth quarter. Mm. And if Tennessee makes the field goal, it's like, looks like Kirby's lost it. Because he brought it up too. He said, you know, if Ohio State makes the field goal against them the year two that they won against TCU, Ohio State missed a field goal, an easy field goal that would have sent them also the packing, which meant one championship.
Right.
Nice to get a championship.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're a dynasty.
No,
with
I got
one.
No, I got. I
and
it.
So it was just interesting listening to the Georgia guy going, we're really kind of catching some breaks on a couple things.
Did Georgia guy explain why he was at Nebraska?
No,
Michigan?
Asked the question, but not really. He didn't say, well, I'm a Georgia fan, but it's kind of no.
Checked
he's just,
out different.
But
places.
I just loved it.
Well, he had red on, so
he did fit in here.
No, I got Jake. I got nothing. All I did was work yesterday. I mean, I didn't do anything. Work Saturday. Nothing.
We had a stomach bug at the house. I did absolutely nothing yesterday at all. Nothing.
Are you?
I feel
are
better.
Are you with
now.
Bug right now?
No, I think I'm fine. It was a Saturday night thing. Saturday day, I told you after the pregame show, I felt like crap. I felt bad the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was better. And yesterday, I feel better now. So, but that was a crappy day yesterday. Not fun. Not very fun at the house for anybody.
Bug.
Not a fun Sunday.
Marty's back in Clearwater. They left yesterday at 6 a.m. flight or 6:30
wow.
flight.
Wow,
oh, great.
Yeah. Early.
6 a.m. flight, back. That's fun.
Super early flight. He's back back to normalcy, back to Tallahassee.
Where things are good.
Yeah.
Things are good. Top 10 team.
Yeah, they won by like 60.
They're back.
66-10 over Kent State. I don't know what Florida State, I don't know who they don't really play anybody till
kind
Miami.
Kind of a classic example of like this, all those games, they just don't matter. They don't. It's not like, well, we can really judge this. You see teams, you know, win games by 60, 70 points, whatever, and then all of a sudden they get into a different game, and it's like, okay.
Oh, we found that out. Yeah. I think we found that out firsthand.
It was here. It happened here also.
See, now, but now are you suggesting, we've fallen into a little bit of a football conversation, if that's okay.
It's fine.
Has it always been that way?
Pretty much. Yeah, this is nothing. This is not.
This is not a commentary.
But the
this isn't commentary on the new.
The part that's
football.
Bizarre is like the buzz around Florida State after that win over Alabama was insane. Since then, we haven't mentioned their name for 3.5 weeks
because they've played
not
patsies.
A word because they played the next three games were just such layups, and so it's just, you know, after a while for your fan base, and those three games were all at home.
Yeah,
so it's like, how about giving your fans something to watch?
Yeah, I don't know what's.
Hey, we need your money. What's your NIL money? But that's everybody. That's Florida State. That's you name the team. I want good games.
I might argue that after going 2-10, they're happy just to win games this year after that. Okay. But I understand. 2 years ago, they were a 13-win team. Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
Need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Joey. Okay, Nebraska, Michigan, 30-27. The Wolverines come into Lincoln and take down the Huskers. 286 rushing yards for Michigan. Also, 7 sacks defensively of Nebraska's Dylan Royola. It was a game where both trenches were in favor of Michigan throughout the game. Mm-hmm. We can all agree on that, right? There was no pushback on that at all. Nebraska had their moments in this game, but they just could not stop the run, especially when they needed to in the second half. 30-27. Nebraska falls to 3-1 and still has some major questions heading into the bye week ahead of Michigan State next week.
Here's a game in a nutshell.
Yep.
I like this. I like nutshell it.
Nutshell it. Michigan generated 36 quarterback pressures and as Jake mentioned, 7 sacks. Okay. Stay with me.
Yeah, go back on that. I this is the first I've heard of the number of the pressures.
36.
And there was a lot, yes.
36 pressures. Quarterback pressures and 7 sacks. In comparison, Nebraska produced 6 QB pressures and 1 sack. Okay. That's part of it. And then you mentioned the other thing. The Wolverines rushed for 286 compared to 43 for Nebraska ball game. What else do you need to know?
Yeah, if you had those stats prior to the game, you wouldn't be there. Would be not like a lot of confusion.
Nope.
Probably the only confusion would be that the final score was
close.
Was close.
It's misleading, though. I mean, I thought this final score was misleading.
A little bit, maybe. Yeah, but I'm always big on they all count. That everything counts.
I'm big on that too.
But no, probably
Nebraska scored a late touchdown, which was good. I mean,
misleading to a certain extent. Nebraska also in the first drive chose to go for it deep in their territory, 4th and short. Did not get it. Then missed a field goal the next drive, short or to the right. So 2 drives in their territory, no points. It's still
Jake,
a 3-point game.
Yes. Super fan, yeah. Steve, super journalist. What is your take on the analytics conversation?
Which one?
When the analytics that was the conversation after the game was the analytics said we should go for it.
You want to hear Matt Rhule about that? Yeah. About analytics? Here's Matt Rhule about that opening drive going for 4th down.
The analytics are overwhelmingly. Analytics are 4th and 3 is a go. 4th and 4 you should go. So it's not even close, right? I mean, if you want to beat Michigan, you're going to have to get those plays, right? I mean, we're going to have to get those plays. I thought it was a good. We ran a speed sweep with a quarterback read. I mean, you have 3 options there. It's kind of the same thing we did at the end, right? We just twice 4th and 1, and then at the goal line, we're running RPOs. I mean, we're not going to trick our way into things. You got to play. You got to make the plays, right? So it's just like we're going to give our guys a chance to make the play. On that one, unfortunately, we didn't. But then they punted the ball right back to us. We had the ball at the 30-yard line, so. You know, similar to some of the things we talked about, right? You know, inside the 5, right? Like things we have to be better at. But at the same time, there were other times we did make the plays, the Hail Mary, the plays at the end, Heinrich's play at the end. So, but yeah, there's a lot of analytics that goes into it. And it's the analytics tell you to be really, really, really aggressive, to be honest with you.
In the moment, I was okay with it and I liked the play call. So I'm just kind of like, okay, this is cool. Just showing some aggression. I never mind aggression.
Yep.
You're showing some aggression. And again, I like the play call. I think with the right spot, you're an inch short. I think they spotted a little short. I get it. People are up in arms about it, but I was not in the moment up in arms and I like the play call.
Yeah. Okay. They're going for it. It was a little long. Was it 4th and 3?
What
number was. 4th and 3.
I don't have that on my.
4th and 3 at the 5 is a little long.
I had 4th and 2.
Fourth and two.
Okay. It might have been a long 2.
Anyway, that's here nor there. But the part that always interests me about analytics is when you have just the analytics part. Mm-hmm. So I always think about everything else that goes with it. It's a home game. Mm-hmm. Momentum. You're playing against a true freshman quarterback.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. It's this. There's a lot of other things that do factor into just because when you just look up the paper version, It doesn't have that version.
No.
Because
it doesn't have the crowd.
Doesn't have the crowd noise like that. Because if you do kick it, that is an incredibly upbeat crowd. And I mean, it's like
we got points like on the board.
We got points on the board. The crowd is wound up.
But if
up.
You get it, it's wound up too.
True.
There's
double
edged
sword there. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that analytics doesn't factor in all those things on the other side. If you're playing a team that averages, which Michigan, you know, they had the big game, I know, against the last game, but it wasn't like they've been off the charts on just racking up points.
No.
And so sometimes you're playing a team and you just go, hey, we have to score touchdowns down here because we can't keep up.
Right.
And I don't know if that was the case also going into it. That's just where analytics are, in my mind, are always a little bit different on what's going on.
Well, we had the stat in the week earlier that, again, Sherrone Moore in his 15 games as head coach had failed to get to 300 yards of offense in 10 of those games.
Yeah.
So at that point, you say, all right, a field goal is good.
In this game, though, they were, I mean, you mentioned Nebraska, a couple things they blew. You can always play that game. Michigan had a wide open receiver on a trick play.
They
should have scored.
Yep.
There's a lot of things you go back. Yeah,
people
he was open by 25 yards.
Right.
and
Underwood missed a guy in the end zone. I mean, he was pretty open.
Yeah, he was open. Yeah. Definitely, clearly
so you
open.
You can play that game. Yep. I don't play
Anytime you go, like I said.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redrazz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Every time someone says, if someone ever says, well, just a couple of big runs, well, then you have to turn to Michigan and say, okay, now what plays do you want to talk about?
Exactly.
I want to talk about the wide open guy that we missed. I want to talk about this. So that evens 100%. Everything else out.
100%.
But just the analytics part to me, and this isn't about Nebraska, this is about everyone. Sometimes do they factor in some other things?
I got you. I just know in the moment, I was like, all right, cool, do it. I mean,
yeah. I wasn't like up in arms, but I did think, I go, boy, 3 points here would be really huge to keep things. Because what happened was they held him. Their punter, Michigan, was horrific all game. It was horrible. Yeah,
he had a bad game.
Bad game.
Their Michigan punter?
Yeah. I mean, the ball checked up. But then on that next drive was also a missed field goal. And so the two trips down inside deep in the territory produced no points. They got the ball at the 30, but they got no points off it, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct off of that?
I wonder if Rule was thinking, okay, maybe he knew that this was going to be a problem. We need 7 because we're going to have problems scoring.
Absolutely.
He might.
It's always been the fact. That's what you wonder with it.
Right. You wonder if he thought, if he knew, like we didn't mention last week, we were really worried about the pass rush. I never mentioned it
at all for Michigan.
No. And so maybe maybe he knew it was coming.
Yeah, because I talked about prior to, I said they're stout, not as twitchy.
Right.
And then on the show, on the TV broadcast, they talked about that Dana Holgorsen said to Danielson that they're not anything on the inside like they were last year.
On the outside, they look good, though.
They're very good. They're
twitchy.
Good. They're good.
Like you said, twitchy.
But when I watched him, when I watched him against Oklahoma, it wasn't like, oh man, it wasn't the same as last year. And like I said, that was said from it must have been, you know, you have these meetings as coordinators with the the announcers. You meet with them every time. And so Holgorsen said that. This isn't last year's Michigan.
So they got caught maybe. That most notable number was Raiola was under pressure on 24 of his 49 dropbacks. Half of his dropbacks he was under pressure. They blitzed him 23 times. I guess that's what you're...
They didn't do that. They didn't blitz that much.
That's what Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that many blitzes. There was a lot of four-man rush.
That's a core. This is not Sipple stats. This is Pro Football stats. It says Michigan blitzed 23 times.
Now, some of the time they get confused, but that's okay.
They get
confused on add-ins. Like the Houseman sack, he was man-to-man in the back. The back stayed in the block, then he added in. And so that's how he was there for that sack. So sometimes it appears as if it's a late blitz or something.
Do you buy under pressure on 24 of his 40? I do buy that. He was under pressure.
He was always under pressure.
It was not pretty. It was not pretty for the tackles. Yeah. Nebraska's tackles did not hold up.
No, that was alarming because those guys have been really good so far. Again, you haven't played elite competition, but Gutula and Prochazka this year, you didn't heard their names. That's for a good reason. They've done a good job. And early on, Prochazka gets pushed back. And then, again, I'm not trying to call it. They all had problems. The whole entire line had issues. I'm not just calling one guy out. But everybody had issues on
Saturday.
Mainly
the tackles.
Here's Matt Rhule on the sacks and who was at fault for that.
Yeah, I think the fans fans were elite today. It was an amazing crowd. I think, the last thing I have a right to do right now is say anything. There was too much pressure on the quarterbacks, too much sacks. Yeah, I would say it's always the function of everything, but at the end of the day they overwhelmed us some at times. I did feel like though, the field got tilted against us a little bit in the second half. I did feel like we kind of progressed a little bit there. At the end of the first half, we moved the ball in the third quarter. So I'll have to go back and look at it. I think number one for them is he was an inside linebacker. They moved after last game to outside backer, and I thought he was dominant last week. I think he's a dominant player, but there'll be a lot for us to learn from. Our fans are elite. They'll be back out here in 2 weeks when we play Michigan State. We'll have to just learn from this.
So there was, his numbers, Raiola's numbers were what? 31 for 40 what?
He was, Raiola was in this game, hang on, I get the stats pulled up here. Dylan was 30 of 41, okay. 308 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, 7 sacks.
So what generally happens, and what showed up a lot, even on that last drive for Nebraska, was that, there were 7 sacks, which means he dropped back, we're using in
49
the ball 49 times.
Yeah.
48, 49 times, whatever it is. That's a lot. They were gassed. I've said on the show numerous times, what's the hardest, the most stressful thing, strain on your body? Rushing the passer.
Michigan was gassed.
Michigan towards the end of that last drive, they didn't have, when they talk about fresh bodies, when they brought in the other four weren't like the first group.
They were gassed because they were... because they were running.
Achieving success.
Right.
Well, yeah, but it was.
They were getting home a lot.
Right. They probably didn't expect that much to get home. They didn't expect to get home.
We had 7 sacks.
The left and right tackles were charged with 11 hurries and 3 sacks. 11 hurries, that's a lot. I mean, you're getting in. And I mean, I don't need the stats, honestly. I saw it. I mean, it was, they're getting beat bad.
There was at least one drive that Pritchett was in there at left tackle, right?
And he played 6 snaps.
And he got a false start, I believe.
Yeah, that was out. He was out.
Yeah.
Pritchett played 6 snaps. But they were getting whipped, and you could tell by the end of the second series, it was pretty clear. Okay, they got a problem that I didn't necessarily anticipate.
Anticipate that. Then they answered back with, they were able to chip. They did some chipping with the running back there. But no, I did not anticipate that. And I knew there'd be some pressure. Yes, absolutely. But I said they weren't the same inside as what they had been close to last year. Not even close.
No, but they had a couple guys. Derek Moore is a senior from Baltimore, and Rayshon Benny is a senior from
Detroit.
Number
7?
Oh, I got this. I got you. 7 is TJ Metcalf.
Is he the one that was moved from inside to outside linebacker?
Well, list him as a DB, but they've moved him around. Are you maybe number one? There's one you're talking about, Jayshon Barham.
I thought it was 7 also. Maybe I was off on the number.
Barham had 2 tackles for loss.
To say I was locked in on the numbers of players, I wasn't. But so I did get a chance to watch the whole game, and I really enjoyed that.
So the stool did not anticipate the pass rush being that big of a factor for Michigan.
I thought it'd be a factor. I thought it was a 2-sack game.
2.5.
Yeah. Like
being 7.
Yeah.
7's
a lot. Don't forget, again, the opening drive. Again, it's a lot of that scripted plays, but Nebraska 10 plays, 70 yards. They moved the ball. And then
they moved it, but I'm telling you, Dylan had to.
Right.
Dylan,
oh, run for his life.
Dylan was crazy.
He had the great play. They escaped to Lindemeyer for the long play because he escaped the sack. That was a great play by Dylan. Right. Off-schedule plays, as Bill talks about. That's when you have your biggest plays. And that happened a couple times for Dylan, but not enough in this ball game to avoid 7 sacks.
Yeah. And then you only run for like 43. I think that's sack adjusted.
Yeah, yeah.
60. What do you have? 60 yards.
Emmett had 19 carries for 65 yards, average of 3.4.
They ain't gonna do it.
Rayola's negative 49 yards are what brings that.
Well, I think
those numbers.
And then Michigan was at 9 point something per play.
8 points. Right. Yeah, 8.7 yards per rush for them.
9 point something per play.
They hit those home runs, which we did anticipate. I mean, I anticipated at least one. I didn't anticipate the backup going 54.
No. That'd be Marshall. Jordan Marshall. I mean, they had runs of 75, 54, and 37 for touchdowns this game. The Underwood one was up the middle. I mean, there was nobody even close to getting him.
No, that guy
that was one.
Right after the interception, the gut.
There was not a quarterback probably in Division One that wouldn't have scored on it.
I agree.
There was.
There's nobody at home.
You couldn't tell from the TV because all you saw was just they just showed like a line. He's free. And then it's like there's no one there. And then they were playing a version of zone coverage pattern match. And it kind of was a quarterback draw. So the eyes, no eyes on the ball. So there's some zones that are eyes on the ball. We could use the term country three, which is three deep, three in it.
Or
a version of cover two, or some versions of, I use the term spot drop by the linebackers. These were all pattern matches. So you're playing like a matchup zone in basketball. And everyone, if you watch the eyes, everyone's mat. And then all the routes were all where? Outside to clear it out for the quarterback draw. And so that's what made, that's where their eyes, if that would have been a cover two, the safeties would have closed, sandwiched him 10-12 yard gain.
And a D lineman looped outside, right?
Yeah, there was probably a twist, I'm sorry.
But
you have enough blockers to block all the D linemen. You do. Yeah. So you don't have any second level players.
Would it matter if that guy doesn't twist?
What's that? Oh, there could be a chance on some stuff. Yeah, I'd have to go back and watch it again. But in the end, when there's no, if you say D line, you have the quarterback draw by yourself, and if he doesn't get him, he can go 90. You have to have some second levels to the defense.
This was 37.
Yeah.
Now, is this, Jake, are you, this is where we got to get Jake's fandom invoked in the conversation. Are you up in arms?
No. It was a concerning game. Didn't see 286 rushing yards coming. Thought they'd run the ball well, but not to that extent. But I even tweeted this out. I said, I am the king of pessimism. You guys know I am the king of pessimism.
Did you leave the stadium?
No, I was there the whole game.
That's my first question.
I stayed until the clock struck zero. I was there. The king of pessimism, you would think I'm going to be crazy. No, I still think this team can win 9 games this year. I think they can. The schedule is still not overly tough. Now, they got to get over themselves to beat Michigan State, who put up 31 points in the loss to USC Saturday night.
Didn't
look horrible in that game. And then Minnesota, of course, Maryland looked good against Wisconsin that way.
There's no gimme wins,
but they're still good enough offensively to outscore teams. I would think there might be some high scoring games this year for Nebraska.
What do you do at tackle though?
You'll still be favored. I mean, you still have a much better roster than you have two remaining. How many games are left? Eight games. And seven of the eight, you have a good, just as good or better roster. USC's about even. Penn State's probably a better roster. The other six, you clearly have a better roster.
I think you got to win close games, though. Obviously, and the tackle thing concerns me. I mean, if anybody that has
is there a chance that Michigan's is a lot better than we thought defensively than the other defensive lines too.
There's a chance.
They got a week to get right now before Michigan State.
Michigan's a good football team, and their schedule adds up for them because they look to me like they're a 10-2 team. I don't know who can beat them besides Ohio State. I believe it'll be tough. They don't have
they
don't play Penn State. They don't play Oregon.
They play USC,
and they don't play someone that.
Yeah, they play USC.
And they play USC out there, and so that will be a tough game. That'll be a game. But I tell you one thing, USC, after I watched the whole Nebraska game, they watched the USC-Michigan game.
You like them?
USC on defense isn't even remotely close to Michigan up front. Not even close.
Are they twitchy on the edge?
A little twitchy. They'll have some guys running around. But it's a game you can hand the ball off it. But that will be a tough one for...
That's the other thing about Nebraska. I don't know if he can hand the ball off and move down the field. I haven't seen it. I mean, I saw it against Houston Christian and Akron, which games now I'm throwing out. I mean, I'm just throwing
them out. Emmett ran pretty well against Cincinnati, though.
pretty well. 25 for 108.
Yeah, it's solid. Yeah,
that's good.
That's respectable.
That's good. 25 for 108 is good. That's 4.3 a carry. Maybe you can.
I'm not
overly pessimistic. I'm kind of like you. I wouldn't go to 9. I'm just kind of back down to 8.
As a person who's very pessimistic, I'm not saying they will get there. I said there is still a path to 9 wins. That does not throw me off of, hey, this the season's over. That is not me by any means. No way. Disappointing loss, how it happened in terms of the yardage given and the sacks allowed, but I don't think that this season's over by any means for Nebraska.
Penn State will have a tough time. I mean, you'll have a tough time at Penn State. That'll be tough.
Yep.
USC's at home. And they don't have a great D-line. It's not even close to what you just matched. So with that being said, Maeva, he's going to do a lot of great things and make some oh wows on both sides. Like, oh, wow, that was bad. Oh, wow, that was good. But he's much more daunting than Underwood is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, much more daunting.
I was going to ask you who you would take.
Maeva right now.
Jeez, I like Underwood.
Underwood's a good player, but he was... And the funny thing is, you listen to the others talk about two sides. If you read the Michigan side, they're up in arms of how this game ended and that it was ended up being a 3-point game. They're just the fans are just up.
They thought they should have blown him out.
Just Reeve. What's his name? Portnoy. Is that his
Dave
name?
Dave Portnoy. Well, he's a very biased fan.
Well, no, but he's mad at Michigan.
He is.
He's like, no, this was. And there was a time when it looked like it was going to get. I mean, Nebraska got the
second
break.
Second quarter looked troubled.
No, the third quarter. Was when it got really troubled.
It was tight.
It was ten.
Yeah, but it could look like it was going to 17-0 in the second quarter.
They were down. It did. They were down 10 points, and then they get the taunting call.
Yep.
On the sideline. Well, and that they're going to get the ball back. They at probably about the 40, their own 40.
That was going to be Nebraska's third straight 3-and-out to start the half. Because the first three, I mean, they get the touchdown, of course, to tie it up, the Hail Mary. You take momentum into halftime, and then they come out in the second half.
They did have
and here's what happened. They go 3 plays, 5 yards, punt. 3 plays, -6 yards, punt. They're going to go 3-and-out, and then they get the field goal, 12 plays, 55 yards because of the taunting. Yeah, that should have been another punt. 3-3-and-out to start the half, but
they
gave Nebraska life.
There were some massive coaching errors at times at Michigan, and that was one of them because that taunting, they showed the taunting over where he kept doing this, which is like that's a signal a receiver makes when he thinks he's made a catch on the sideline. But Michigan, they were doing it to that point all the time.
They
do this like they're catching
receivers
the ball.
Think they can.
They're imitating a receiver who thinks he just caught the ball on the side. It's a catch. So they were doing it, but they were doing it all game. At some point in time, someone should have said something to him. The DB coach should have been like, "Knock it off," because you could. I mean, I saw it several times. I'm like, "Dude, you're gonna." I saw it first quarter. So I go, "You're gonna get called for that. You don't get to do." Then they got the sideline. Sometimes if you're just doing it, but you're not towards anyone, but once you do it towards someone,
taunting,
and it was like, I saw it. I mean, that would have been the first thing as a DB coach or any coach, I'd call down right away, hey, knock it off. Yeah. They're going to call this. And they're going to call this. Don't do it.
No, so Nebraska did not capitalize on the Hail Mary in terms of momentum in the third quarter. They gave up a 54-yard run to Marshall, and and that kid hit a 56-yard field goal.
That field goal?
That was incredible.
I remember I'm watching
Zavada?
It.
Yeah.
Wow.
Laura was Dominic home at the Zavada. Time, and I even said, I wouldn't kick this. I wouldn't give Nebraska the ball at the 40-yard line or whatever it is. I said, I would just punt it and play field position right now. And bam, boom.
He's standing end for that kick.
It was good for another 10 yards.
Yeah, he
nailed it. It was high in the net. It wasn't like that it just inched over.
Impressive.
It was like, oh my.
So Michigan grabbed momentum in the third quarter. Well, Nebraska probably should.
I hate to be alarmist here, but again, you mentioned the USC game is winnable at home. One stat that concerns you from what we just saw the last game. USC against Michigan State had 289 rushing yards.
Yep. They went and got a kid from Hutchinson.
Just remember.
Waymon Jordan.
Yeah, Waymon Jordan's from Hutchinson.
18 carries for 157.
Just remember, Lincoln Riley wants to run the football.
Yeah.
When he was at Oklahoma, they ran the football. Mm-hmm. That's what they did.
They got running backs.
They run the football.
Who's
he wants
kid,
to run it.
Jake, who's the guy they had last year?
Woody Marks.
Playing for the Texans now.
Yeah.
All Big Ten. And then they went and got a kid. You still get players from Hutchinson?
Yeah, junior college, they still exist. Yeah. Absolutely.
Waymon Jordan.
Yeah, so that part, and I said I did drift in and out a little bit. I did kind of come.
Oh, God.
That game was up till.
It started
it long.
10.
It's 10. It's like,
I watched the first quarter and a half of that game. I got to go to bed. I'm tired.
But the heirs, I'm sure that Biff, which did an awesome job which we'll hear from him later. But
I'll play one thing from Biff right now.
Okay,
is that fine? This is Biff with CBS Sports and post game how he's going to celebrate the win. Biff Poggi.
What are you going to do tonight to celebrate?
I'm going to eat some Häagen-Dazs coffee ice cream with my wife and smoke a Cuban cigar and then probably go to the hospital.
Biff! Biff! Smoke a Cuban cigar
and probably go to the hospital. I'm going to have some Häagen-Dazs ice cream, ice cream. Yep.
And with my wife,
smoke a Cuban cigar and then probably go to the hospital.
He's the best. We'll have more from Biff later on.
But I'm sure that he is... I remember watching the game, and it was like, it's epic what's going to happen. You know, Michigan had to call the timeout right before half.
Yes.
They had to call the timeout with 12 or 13 seconds.
They didn't.
And then Nebraska would have to punt, because if they run a play, mm-hmm. don't get the ball. Now it's Nebraska's, Michigan's ball at the 50.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They just think they're going to let it. Well, I'm watching this going like, Nebraska's going to throw it. There's no reason to let the clock run out. With 1 second.
Sure.
And then I'm watching it, and I'm telling you right now, fireball offense. I would say right now, I would never. I would be fired,
or
the D staff would have got fired for what went on at Michigan on defense.
They
didn't call a timeout. I'm watching them. They're in a 4-man rush, and they didn't line up in victory, which means they're not coming after them, which mm-hmm. you can do at that time. Mm-hmm. But when they first showed the film, there's the deepest guy was at the 20-yard line. The ball had to go into the end zone.
Yep.
They got guys playing underneath zone. And then so here's the deal. There's only supposed to be one guy with eyes on ball. The rest of them are boxing out their guys. You box them out. That's mm-hmm. what you do. Michigan just kind of drifted back there, and they throw it. And then, which you saw what happened when BYU hit their game winner here. Flushed out to the right, no one there, right?
Yep. Same.
They had no plan.
Yeah.
And they let Raiola go to his right.
Forever. He was out there forever.
So it was a coaching error of all coaching errors. Yep. On the Michigan defense.
Bad. Bad.
And it was like...
And survived it.
And she could have been a game changer.
Yep. Well, what kind of... I mean, it was.
At the time, it was a game changer.
Yeah. We'll get to more of the game as we go on the show. Before we get to break, though, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincolnville,
downtown.
Where would you send Breakers to today?
Early Bird, the Bird.
The Bird at 19th and K.
The Bird.
They have free, spacious parking. They get breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, every breakfast food you want.
Pastels.
Including the world-famous... Hash holes!
Hash holes!
Hash holes!
Stop by Early Bird today, 19th of
please
open right now till 2 p.m.
Please ID yourself, hash hole guy, from when I was walking
what
up
was
the,
that? On the bridge.
When I was walking up the salmon stream.
I can't believe you did that.
And then also, I'm in orange.
If you hugged right, was it okay?
It was manageable. Okay. I did get some look. The problem with now, it had been totally manageable. Why was it not manageable?
Orange shirt.
No, it wasn't manageable because everyone's just looking at their phones when they're walking.
Yeah, they're not.
And so like that. It's like I go, I am on the right here. I'm not trying to come through the middle.
Make way, coming through.
Coming through.
When we come back, Indiana is terrifying. Once again, discuss that next in Early Break.
Six.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.